The title of my story today is What's in a Name? And it's kind of part two of where I started back in September. It began with a song. But to summarize, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace by order of King Nebuchadnezzar because they wouldn't bow to the golden statue. And it was no small statue. It was 90 feet tall. And when the king looked into the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not harmed by the fire. And there were not three in there, there were four, because Jesus walked in the fire with them. And amazingly, they came out of that fiery furnace without a burn or a singe, and they didn't even smell like smoke. So this morning, I want to talk about their names. They were captured as children and brought to Babylon, and the chief of staff was ordered to rename them with Babylonian names. So Hananiah, meaning the Lord has been gracious, was renamed Shadrach, meaning command of the moon god. Mishael, meaning who is like God, was renamed Meshach, meaning who is Aku, which was the moon god. Azariah, meaning helped by God, was renamed Abednego, meaning slave of the god Nemo. And Daniel, who was also taken at the same time, his name, meaning God is my judge, was renamed Belteshazzar, meaning Bel, protect his life. So what I want to know is, why is Daniel mainly mentioned by his Hebrew name in the Bible and not his Babylonian name? And why are the others mainly mentioned by their Babylonian names? We don't know the answer to that, but I think from now on, I want to remember them by their beautiful Hebrew names, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And I was very careful when I named my children. I named my daughter Elizabeth, which means pledged by God, it's Hebrew, and John, which means God is gracious. Steve's name is actually Greek. His name means crown or garland, and my name is Greek, Margaret. It means pearl. I was named after my grandmother on my dad's side, Margaret Corian Parsons, who was named after her grandmother, Margaret Elizabeth Young, who was named after her grandmother, Margaret Ingram, and those are their maiden names, not their married names. And my daughter is also Margaret Elizabeth. So I'll leave you with Proverbs 22:1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. And remember the three Hebrew names, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Amen.